This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of us who feel more stressed, have trouble sleeping, our blood pressure not in good control, our blood sugar is not in good control, our cortisol is rising, all right, what's causing that? Okay, I don't want to hear COVID, even though I know COVID is to blame, but now that it's been 3.5 years, 4 years, we're kind of used to all the BS that's going on. But what is it? But let's be honest. Right? Is it that you guys are worried about the election? Is it that you're worried about the economy? Is it that you're not on blood pressure medications? They've been recalled or they're in short supply? You're not going to your doctor? Our health is dwindling. And it's dwindling rapidly. Is it because you're in pain and you can't get any pain medication or pain control because of all the new restrictions and doctors not writing them anymore in fear of losing their license, that you've been hitting the bottle? Is it that you are on marijuana daily to help you with your pain, to help you sleep, that you feel like crap because you're nauseated, you're paranoid, you're eating too much? Not that all strains of marijuana do that. But if you're feeling like crap, if you're feeling like your health is getting worse, it's okay. Let's be honest about it. We'll take a deep breath. I know it's overwhelming. A bunch of us feel like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to die of a heart attack this year. So what do you do if you feel like the bookshelf is falling and you can't keep all the books on the shelf? And you try to hold them up and you just want to let that bookshelf fall. But if you do, you feel like there's going to be irreparable damage. All right, so let's use this bookshelf analogy or metaphor. Oh, come on. I don't do bad with some of these metaphors once I kind of figure out, you know, the difference between an analogy and metaphor. I know I do know that, but I'm not going to re-Google it. Now I'm afraid of Google. I don't know what they're going to take down next, especially if they took down my Barbie review, which wasn't even that bad. So what's the first thing you do? You call for help. You're trying to hold that bookshelf up. Books are falling. You feel overwhelmed, phone a friend. Say, hey, I need a hand here. You don't have to do it all yourself. Call in the troops. Get some help. Get some support. And usually there's somebody who knows how to fix the problem. Right? Because your friends are all going to come up, or your family members are going to all try to hold up that bookshelf for you and grab the books. You're going to have somebody going, I got to use the bathroom, and then I'll come back and help you guys. There's always one of those family members, right? And then there's always somebody that goes, okay, hold on, hold the phone. This is what's going on. I got this. I'll fix it. They fix it. They're the big hero. You're like, woo-hee! Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. Whoever it was. Because usually it's, you know, one of the wiser people in the family. They walk out. You pick up the pieces, and you're like, whew, that was a close one. Right? So now, let's look at our health. Let's look at our stress. Okay, while things are falling, and you feel overwhelmed, who can you call? Well, you could call your doctor. Okay, I know, some of you are laughing. Some of you just spit out your coffee. I get that. I get that. Maybe your doctor isn't available. But there are doctors available. There's telemedicine doctors. There's still a way in urgent care. So the majority of people can still access a provider if they need to. It might cost money or they might not have telemedicine access, but still, that's an option. Number two is phone that friend. Why not? get calls all the time. My blood pressure's up. Now, yeah, I'm a doctor. But you could call non-doctors. Don't ask them to treat you. Call up your buddy and say, you know what? I can't get my blood pressure in control. My sugars are off. I just don't feel healthy. Help me. You could do that. Now, if you're calling your friend who's, you know, in the middle of a bong, you know, and freebasing, doing shots at 9 a.m., probably not the best friend to call. But why not? Call a family member, call a friend, and say, hey, I just need to bounce this off you. What am I doing wrong? I just feel like I need to make a change. Now, you might have a friend that goes, well, Bob, it's not New Year's resolution time. Just wait till January. Let's party it up and wait till January. No, because then we'll get all depressed. If you feel like your health is falling now, take care of it now. Get a friend. Get some support. Now, they'll ask, did you see a doctor? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go. I'll go with you. Your friends will go with you. Have your friends come with you to the doctor if you want. I mean, if you want privacy, then no. But you're allowed to do that. I remember we had a couple times we had patients that were girls. And they're the best friend. They're all giggling and all that. You know, they had a good time. We had a good time. I mean, it was, but, you know, their friend was there for support. So, you know, you also have to take a look at what it is that is making you feel overwhelmed. Is it that you're related to some of the people who are hostages right now, or some who were killed or raped or beheaded, and you're looking at America and you're looking at people across the globe supporting that stuff? I mean, that's going to get any of us down. You know, if you're looking at, you know, people just are losing their minds when it comes to politics. And they're, you know, these are my fellow Americans. Don't let that get to you. Remember, you have to live with your fellow Americans for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Again, phone a friend. Get that support. Get a doctor. Get a therapist. Let them work with you. I know people are feeling overwhelmed. I know it. We're about to go into the holiday season, which is my favorite time of year. I love this time of year. This is when I feel happy. I don't feel so good in January. I mean, I hide it well because, you know, I still have a lot of, you know, things I do and, you know, that. But I'm saying it's okay. Just get some help and just don't keep it to yourself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, we talk about everything on the show. I mean, you know, you guys want to talk about your cholesterol? We can. If you want to talk about your blood pressure? We can. But unfortunately, the world isn't just about our cholesterol and our blood pressure. The world is about a lot of things going on right now. And we have, as one of the biggest headlines now, a 21-year-old letter that Osama bin Laden wrote after the 911 attacks that was apparently, I think, on the Guardian's website. It was, you were able to access it because of internet. They had posted it. Which that's what news media did
at the time. And I apologize, my friend's calling. And the letter has just been taken down. And one of you had asked if I have a copy of the letter. So the letter is still circulating. It's gone viral. Why? Because there have been some people that have took to social media who have read it and go, not too bad. Now, the letter, it was vile. It was them trying to justify killing thousands of Americans. It spewed hate toward the Western civilization, hate against Jews. And the letter, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but I could read you some excerpts from it. But there is still a way for you to get the letter. It's just now that people are idolizing it in light of the Hamas massacre in Israel, and you have people going, huh, well, maybe Osama bin Laden wasn't wrong. This kills me inside. Right? Americans were killed in September 11, 2001. We have American hostages right now, and it kills me when you are living next to neck, you know, door to door, shoulder to shoulder with people who might not have a problem with that. It does. It's difficult. It's, mind you, I mean, I told you when, I forget when we were kids, if we had to do this in school, where you had to identify but put it in priority. Are you a girl first? Are you a boy first? Are you American? Are you Jewish? Are you white? Are you a Gemini? Are you? Well, I don't remember what my answer was every year, but American was probably either first or right after, well, I'm a girl and I'm a Jew. And I think I would alternate between, well, I'm Jewish, I'm American, I'm a girl. You know, especially with half-psych, like, I don't like Barbies. You know, let me hang out with the dudes. I'd rather watch sports. I always identified as a girl. Still do. But, you know, it wasn't as important to me as being Jewish and being American. And actually being a person of faith. Having so many Catholic friends and Christian friends and Protestant friends and Muslim friends. You know, having a faith, having a spirituality. And that is me. But I have identified as American every year. You know, my father was an immigrant. He came to America, learned the language with his family who had escaped the Holocaust. When they took them 20 years to finally be allowed to come to America, and they did, learned the language, took the classes, became citizens, worked. And I'm an American, and I'm grateful that I was born here in America. I'm grateful I'm an American. And so I thought, when you're American and you see those flags, the red, white, and blue, and you're in alignment with everybody, and that's how you guys can unite. Apparently, we're not united. So there are many TikTok users saying that reading this letter has led them to, quote, understanding why the horrific attacks were carried out on September 11th. Understanding, there is no understanding. Anybody with a logical mind knows that killing innocent civilians is never justified. We don't kill innocent people. Now, sadly, there might be crossfire, but did Osama bin Laden and his September 11th terrorists say, look, let's meet on a battlefield and hash it out? No. They cowardly, sneakily got into our airplanes and used it to murder thousands. There's no justification for that. So what the hell are these people looking at? What are they? Well, so part of this letter, and I apologize if, you know, a lot of it, it's pretty disgusting. But he writes, when the Muslims conquered Palestine and drove out the Romans, Palestine and Jerusalem returned to Islam, the religion of the prophets, peace be upon them. Therefore, the call to a historical right in Palestine cannot be raised against the Islamic Ummah that believes in all the prophets of Allah, and we make no distinction between them. The blood pouring out of Palestine must be equally revenged. You must know that the Palestinians do not cry alone. Their women are not widowed alone. Their sons are not orphaned alone. Now, didn't Osama bin Laden attack? Wasn't he jihad? Was isn't he responsible for many Palestinians and people's death? I'm a little confused. But he blames America for attacking us in Somalia. You supported the Russian atrocities against us in Chechnya, the Indian suppression against us in Kashmir, and the Jewish aggression against us in Lebanon. Under your supervision, he's speaking to America. Now, this was translated from Arabic, so I'm reading the English version, so there could be some context loss in translation. But he said, these governments prevent our people from establishing the Islamic Sharia using violence and lies to do so. The governments give us a taste of humiliation and places us in a large prison of fear and subdual. Now, I'm under the impression that it was, much of the terrorism that Bin Laden oversaw through Al-Qaeda was, responsible for that. And so this, quote, letter to America that was in The Guardian, of course, because it was published in 2002, as media outlets, would publish, they took it down. And they took it down because now people are using it and, spreading it, and it's, they don't want to be associated with this or look like they're supporting it, which really puts media in a tough spot, because if media talks about something, do they support it? Do they not support it? But if they only give one side, it could be biased. So, looking at what happened with the atrocities of September 11th, the atrocity of the Hamas massacre, we have a very confused society, and we even have individuals say, look, now I don't exactly know what happened, but we just saw pictures of, is it a Shifa hospital in Gaza, where there was MRIs, but there were guns and military behind rooms that you can't have, it had to have been a CAT scan room, you cannot have weapons, or it was a pretend area where there were, but you saw weapons hiding behind these machines. Now it's all about, well, we need to see pictures. We need to see what's going on. And that's why Gal Gadot, that's why, many Israeli officials are showing the atrocities that Hamas attacked in, because people don't believe them. And even when people see them, they say it's fake. So we have, individuals that are now starting to rethink if September, or even say September 11th could have been justified. Are you kidding me? How do we not, as Americans, have a sense of right and wrong? And why isn't anybody, helping Palestine get rid of Hamas being their leaders? I mean, Hamas attacks Israel and then runs back and hides behind them. If they were ruling me, I'd say, oh, hell no. That's like us being in a border town in Texas, us going over to the cartel, messing with them, and then running back behind a bunch of women and children on the Texas border saying, okay, the cartel's coming. It's not that I'm equating that, but you if you're going to attack another country, stay on the battlefield and finish the job. Don't then run and hide behind your innocent people you're ruling. Your constituents. And it's not that I want any sort of continuation of any war or attack. It just, why isn't anybody talking about how horrible it is right now for anybody to be under Hamas rule or terrorism rule? And instead, they're not talking about how horrible it is. They're talking about how justified it is. It's disgusting. It's scary. It's frightening. And, so I don't know if I'm not going to post it. It's out there. But just understand that's what people are talking about. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. United Health Group facing a lawsuit for allegedly utilizing a flawed artificial intelligence algorithm to improperly reject coverage for Medicaid patients requiring rehabilitation following hospitalization. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat recently announced that he won't seek re-election to the Senate. The U.S. Postal Service facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year. Initially, they anticipated a financial turnaround and a break-even point by the fiscal year, ending September 30th. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett alleging that former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy elbowed him in the back in a Capitol hallway. McCarthy has denied ever touching him. Burchett, one of the eight congressmen who voted to remove McCarthy as Speaker. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you'll notice some employees don't seem to, quote unquote, get with the program. And they might seem to stand out, say what they feel needs to be said. And I think they have guts. But it turns out some of them may have autism. And a new study published in Autism Research has found that autistic employees are more likely than their non-autistic counterparts to voice concerns when they witness problems in the workplace. Of course they do. They're smart. People with autism are brilliant. They don't understand why we in society will lie about how you look in a dress. Or if that shirt is a good color. They might even say, I don't care. And you go, well, that person's weird. that person is mean, that person's rude. Somebody has autism, they don't waste their time on minutia and BS. And if there's something going wrong, they're going to say it. So this discovery, this study, suggests that neurodiversity can bring a unique advantage to organizations seeking to improve their operations and foster inclusivity. So as opposed to not hiring somebody with autism, maybe autism, those with autism see things that other people don't see or will say things that other people won't say. However, there has been, unfortunately, a lot of issues with those with autism and their being up on harassment charges and things like that because they're what they say is being misconstrued. And, you know, I told you there was a case where I don't know if this case has gone forward. I think they made the person take an autism test. But there was a case where a student was talking about what one of the – there was a medical student. They were talking about what one of the patients said. And the class was like, so what happened? Well, the nurse left the room. Why? Well, because the patient said – blank, and the blank was the N-word. But the student didn't say, you know, N-word, W-O-R-D. He just said, well, because the patient said blank. Now, I think the student got in trouble because he said that word in class. But it was like they wanted to know what the patient said, so I answered the question. The patient said that word. And so somebody with autism might not understand that even if somebody asks you what was the thing that was said, to still not be verbatim about it. You know, and so me as a physician, you know, I see that this happens with individuals. And so, you know, if there's an issue with the customer, well, we had to kick the customer out. Why? Why did you tell the customer to leave? Because he said blank. And so somebody with autism might actually reiterate the exact word the customer said as to telling them, matter-of-factly, this is why we let the person go. But in society, you're like, well, the person said this sort of word, and we'll use quotations and abbreviations for it. And so sometimes there's that disconnect, because if somebody with autism didn't get the memo, or doesn't understand, you know, when someone's asking you a question and you're giving them the answer because they're asking you, that you still need to protect the language and use filters. And so you do have employers struggle with, what do we do? I'm having an employee say that this person said that word. But the employee was saying, well, it's very tough. It's a, you know, we shouldn't have that word in our language at all. But it is. You'll have people that'll be singing song lyrics. Hey, okay? And, you know, somebody who might not have a filter, might be neurodiverse, might be singing that song because they are fans of that rapper. And they sing it at work, and now they're at risk of losing their job. So this study is looking at how they may actually be advantageous to have. Well, good work ethic, smart. But again, there's a lot. Yeah, you know, where we're going with this is there's now so many mandates and rules that we now need to do to, and many of them understandable. Because of issues going on in the workplace. So as opposed to you go into work, you do your work, and you're leaving. I mean, you used to not really talk to others. You got to work. You were working the assembly line. You got your job done, and then you leave. Now there's time to flirt with people and sexually harass them in the break room and grab their butts and make jokes and come over to each other's cubicle and show them dirty doodles and make dirty jokes. And so that the work situation has so many social interactions now that employers have to have all these sort of rules and regulations and guidelines. So somebody walks in saying, hey, guys, you know, or somebody goes, oh, nice dress, nice dress. Someone neurodiverse may say, we could see your nipples. And then walk away. Right? They could get fired for sexual harassment. When they're being honest about that dress you're wearing shows your nipples. Yeah, so it's not easy. But this is really good that there is a study showing that autistic individuals, neurodiverse individuals, do have positive, lot of positive attributes, more than I think they get credit for, that can show, you know, that could be advantageous. But, you know, we struggle because we make rules before figuring out what needs to be done for the practicality of those rules. Right? The mask mandates. People were killed over the mask mandate. That young kid who was working at, I think it was a convenience store or 7-Eleven or something like that, a gas station. Guy walks in saying, sorry, man, you got to wear a mask. I'm sorry. He was really cool about it. Guy goes to his car, comes back with a gun, shoots him. What the hell? We came up with mask mandates. You know how many security guards were stabbed and were attacked? Didn't somebody get killed at a Waffle House because of the stupid mask mandate? Come on. We need to think things through. Same thing with the bathrooms. Working for universities, Title IX, and protecting people from unwanted sexual contact, unwanted visualization of people's body parts. You're not allowed to show a penis to a coworker. You will get fired. That's a Title IX violation. Now all of a sudden we have bathrooms where, you know, 15-year-old boys could go into a bathroom that a 10-year-old girl is in. Now, is the boy transgender, truly transgender? If they're truly, truly transgender, well, they're, you know, very few reports of assault. But if somebody's faking it, we have reports of assault in bathrooms. So we make all these rules, and we don't stop to think. Look at what we're doing with electric vehicles. Are electric vehicles really safe for the environment with all the water they're going to need to douse out car fires with the weight? And we're hearing the tire pollution and what it's going to cost to the climate to put in all this electricity for all the charging. Well, but we're mandating that half of all new vehicles in 2030 have to be electric. Well, we got to think things through a little bit. And so, you know, one of the, you know, populations, the neurodiverse population, is having a little trouble adapting and learning all these new rules, especially since they change. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. We really do appreciate it, and we want your questions to keep coming. We will get to some of them in the next hour, but I want to get to a couple stories. So the FDA has now greenlit a at-home gonorrhea and chlamydia test. Now, this sounds amazing. It is, but there's some caveats. There are some things we need to kind of sift through before this is something that I think we can widespreadly use. So we're being told, CNN is reporting that the FDA has now approved a first test for chlamydia and gonorrhea to allow you to collect samples at home. After HIV, this is the first FDA-authorized test that will allow more accessible home collection for a sexually transmitted infection. It's called the Simple 2 test, made by New York and Dublin-based Let's Get Checked. The FDA approved it yesterday. So, users will not need a prescription. You can activate it online. You will fill out a health questionnaire. The clinician will go over it. You will collect a vaginal swab or a urine sample using their Simple 2 collection kit and then send it in to be evaluated. The test results will be given to you online. If the test is positive or the results are invalid, a healthcare provider follows up. So these home diagnostic tests are the thing of the future. And when it comes to gonorrhea and chlamydia, chlamydia is the most commonly reported STI. HPV, though, is the most common STI. Just it's not always reported because a lot of people don't get pap smears or it doesn't get found or it doesn't get tested for. But chlamydia, you could carry it and not know it. So what are signs of chlamydia and gonorrhea? Sometimes nothing. Others can be a thick, copious discharge coming from your urethra. Vaginal discharge, that could be green, yellow, lime green. Sometimes people people call in to telemedicine going, yep, I have a yeast infection. I go, what color is the discharge? They go, lime green. Don't know if that's actually that. I don't know if that's yeast. That could be probably gonorrhea or chlamydia. Burning when you pee. Pelvic pain. Feeling like you have a UTI. And so we have been seeing a huge spike in STIs. And one of the things that I think has played a factor in this is people are not getting proper treatment. They don't go into the medical provider to get birth control anymore or to go and get their routine pap smears and STI screens. They can get birth control over the phone. See it, how it used to be, and I'm not saying we go back to that at all, but how it used to be is if you wanted birth control and you were under a certain age, when we would do your pap, we would also collect for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And I can't tell you how many times we picked up on chlamydia that the patient didn't know about. So we could treat them before they spread it to their partner, then would test for cure, and we knocked it out. But because we're not papping or swapping people as often as we used to, we're missing a lot of STIs. And so it's being spread. Also, people are calling into telemedicine saying, I have a UTI, I need an antibiotic. Now, telemedicine companies are pretty savvy when it comes to males having burning when they pee. Right? But testicular pain, your epididymitis, can be not only E. coli, but it could also be from chlamydia. And so some people are getting their STIs treated by going, okay, well, if I say I have a UTI, but if I say my testicle hurts and I need an antibiotic, I can at least get an antibiotic that way. And I'm allergic to everything else but the Zithromax, you know, or the antibiotic that helps treat gonorrhea or chlamydia. So some online providers are like, oh, okay, well, as long as it's not UTI, I can go ahead and give you the medicine. So if it's not taken properly and you're not testing for cure, that person could still be spreading the illness. I had somebody call me at about 3-4 times and said, so it's not an STI, right? I go, well, I can't say it isn't. Well, you think I have maybe BV. I go, no, I didn't say that. I'm saying you probably should get checked for this. You should get swabbed. But you don't think it's an STI, do you? Well, were they doing that because the partner was right there next to them? So they wanted the partner to feel better and not accuse them of having an STI? Because they were worried that they had one. So, you know, it's we're treating STIs and we're approaching our huge spike in STIs completely wrong. Also, now that more people use marijuana and are more kind of, you know, relaxed about things and you know, hookups are okay. We have medicine for HIV, so I don't have to worry about HIV. I think we're having a lot more unprotected sex. I mean, the fact that we're still having, you know, a million women a year faced with the challenging choice of keeping their pregnancy or not, unprotected sex is still rampant. And so we need to have other means to be able to test. Now, the problem is, you know, what happens if somebody does test? Well, a vaginal swab can help, but we really like to get the it's intracellular chlamydia. So even though you can pick it up in the urine, when we swab you, we take cells from the cervix. You don't feel it, but when we do the swab, that will then tell us more about if you have chlamydia. So my only worry is this going to be as accurate as we need it to? Does a negative home test mean you're in the clear. The other issue I have, even though I support having home tests so people can be more empowered and test themselves, but if you think you're at risk for gonorrhea and chlamydia, who's checking you for the other STIs? I mean, you used to have to go into a medical provider and say, I think I have gonorrhea and chlamydia. So we would test you for HIV, but test you for syphilis, but test you for hepatitis. We have syphilis cases soaring. So if we're doing a home test and you're like, whew, no gonorrhea or chlamydia, I'm good. Well, then we are you going back in to get tested for the other stuff? So I think it's great that we are having more at-home tests. But we could have other problems as a result. So what should we have at home? First and foremost, we need at-home flu tests. Because I'm sick and tired of people saying their at-home COVID test was negative, so they have the flu. And they don't have symptoms of the flu. It really sounds like they have COVID. Because flu is a more abrupt onset, higher fever, much more dramatic early on, and then the symptoms dissipate 5-7 days later. Yet COVID, it keeps morphing and keeps waxing and waning over weeks. So we were short of Tamiflu because so many people called in saying, I'm COVID negative, so give me the flu medication. We really need at-home flu tests. Because we cannot have another flu season with Tamiflu shortage. We can't do that. Or Zofluza or any of the other medications out there that in short supply. We need to make sure people are being treated with the right medication. Number two is I would like a full STI panel at home. And how they're going to protect against people lying is you're not doing the test and doing the dropper going, okay, let's just say I'm good. It actually has to get sent out. And then that company, by law, is we have reportable illnesses. And anything that comes up, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, hepatitis, these are things that have to be reported. Giardia. People will say, Dr. Dahlia, treat me for giardia over the phone. It has to be documented and has to be reported because the government needs to find where the giardia is coming from so other people don't get sick. That's why we have reportable illnesses. And the average person doesn't want to report it. The average person does not want for people to know that they had an STI back in 1999 or in 2015. They don't want that on their permanent record. So that's why the average person is not getting tested. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we have Z-Pak resistance. People were coming in saying, I have bronchitis, give me a Z-Pak, because they were using Z-Paks for their STIs. And now telemedicine companies are like, look, we don't treat bronchitis with Z-Paks now. So, you know, there is the honor system that needs to be, you know, taken into account. But it is a good thing to have more at-home tests. It's just, we need to educate people saying, if you're worried about having gonorrhea and chlamydia, still get your butt in to get tested for the other stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.